Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Toronto Raptors facing the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals as we get set for Game 1, presented by Verizon. Best of 7 series. And a sellout crowd here at the Quicken Loans Arena last night. A surprise in Oakland as Oklahoma City took Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Can Toronto pull off the upset on the road tonight? And as we mentioned, the Raptors 7 games to defeat Indiana, 7 games to defeat Miami, and here they are. It's been all Cleveland through the first 2 games. Not only this starting lineup for Tyronn Lue, but his bench has also delivered in a big way. They have been dominant, still undefeated. Same script throughout the playoffs. A bad game here or there, and when they need a win, they get it. And boy, do they need a win tonight. After being hammered in Cleveland, they come back. Another sellout crowd here at the Air Canada Center. The very first home Eastern Conference final game was a big celebration. And now a chance to tie the series. Biyombo all over him. Smith trying to get off the three. Blocked by Biyombo. Picked up by Patterson. Lowry, 5 to shoot. Lowry on the drive. Gets to the rim and he packs it in. James drives. Kicks it out left corner for Smith. Smith misfires. Rebound fought for. Still loose. They fall on it. James to Irving. Irving puts up a three. That won't go. Biyombo comes flying in for the rebound and is fouled. That won't go, and the astounding turnaround continues here in the Eastern Conference Finals. Raptors win a thriller, and the series is tied at 2 games apiece. Oh, and we the North, some people, we the North chanting as well, which is their rallying cry. They were the 2 best teams in the Eastern Conference all season long, and battled for 6 games here to go, the right to go to the NBA Finals.
You would step forward and have a game when you needed to. Why was it tonight?
First of all, do you hear this?
No, they're incredible.
Unbelievable respect and much respect to these fans, to this country. This is unbelievable. I've never been a part of something like this in my 13-year career. This is special, and they really appreciate what their team did. To get back to your question, Doris, I knew this was going to be.
It is Sportsfeld story time. We are looking back to the 2016 Toronto Raptors run, the first time in the conference finals, taking on LeBron James, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, and the superstar number one seed, Cleveland Cavaliers. The Raptors had just closed out 2 straight game sevens in their series, fending off the feisty Indianapolis Pacers, and then Kyle Lowry exploding in Game 7 against the Heat. Awaiting them is King James, the man who would, starting with this series, really own this team going forward. There's LeBron, it's Kyrie Irving, it's Kevin Love, but as you mentioned before, it's also J.R. Smith and Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson, Tristan Thompson, Matthew Dellavedova, Iman Shumpert, Timofey Mozgov, Mo Williams, James Jones, and Dante Jones. Jake, there was reason... And maybe it seemed crazy, and maybe after the first 2 games it seems even crazier, but coming into the series, there was reason to believe the Raptors would have a shot.
No, there wasn't.
Well, there was one game in February.
There was one game in February, yes, where Kyle went off, scored 43 points, hit the winning shot over Matthew Dellavedova, that snake.
Clock down to 6 to 5. Shot clock at 4.
But I don't know. I remember going to the series very much resigned to the fact they're going to lose, but being so tied emotionally into the team that, like, the concept of them losing wasn't something I wanted to acknowledge. But, like, without JV, it just seemed like Bismack couldn't keep this going, it seemed.
Bismack does some crazy things in this series as well. We had mentioned JV had spent the previous series and a half being completely, completely unbelievably strong and yet not quite getting the amount of burn he probably deserved. The Raptors are overmatched. I mean, we talked ourselves into it. As you mentioned, we talked ourselves into it. But they're overmatched in this series. You, personally, we might talk about this in episode one, you are in Montreal at this time doing Bad Jews. And I, along with my lovely girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, Melissa, May 16th, we are celebrating our one-year anniversary. We decided we would spend a weekend visiting you in Montreal to come see Bad Jews.
And we ended up at that very strange bar that wouldn't serve us.
Yes. We also went to like a sports bar first to watch a game.
Yeah. It was the end of, I guess must have been the Western Conference.
I believe it was Game 3. I believe it was Game 3, because I remember being there for a crazy Biombo game.
Well, if your anniversary is the 16th, though, Game 1 was May 17th.
I think we must have gone that weekend, because we watched a Raptors win together.
Let's look at the calendar and see what we got. Not 2106. That year hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
May 2016. You are correct. Game 3.
Watch game on a Saturday,
May 21st, right? Saturday. You are correct.
Yes. So we would have come in to town and seen your Saturday show, and then we went and we went to the crazy, crazy Bismack Biyombo game.
You're right, to the bar that I watched all the games alone at.
Yes. Which was like a sports bar motif, yeah. But it was all Canadians, of course.
Ugh.
Things start out as you would expect in this series with Raptors. A 115-84 loss that was never in question. And we're back to bad Kyle. After all the greatness that happened in Game 7, he goes 0-7 from 3. He goes 4 of 14, 8 points. DeMar a little bit better, 18 points. But LeBron, 24, 6-4. 85% from the field and only plays 28 minutes. God damn it.
Yeah, this one, I remember we were doing shows regularly at this point for Bad Jews. Like, I didn't see a lot of these first two games. And I remember for both of these games being like, oh, I got to finish so I can run to the bar to watch the game, and getting off stage and checking the score and going, nah.
We cannot stress enough, though, and as much as the Raptors were up short, 2016 LeBron James is an absurd, absurd basketball player.
Yeah, the 2015-2016 finals runs are like what he, like, yes, this season he did have Kyrie and Kevin Love, but what he did with those rosters in those years with the Cavs getting the finals, pretty unbelievable. Like,
and coming back against the unanimous MVP down 3-1.
Yeah, that was this year as well.
Not to be forgotten. That was. So the Raptors were a stepping stone on the way to one of the great... I remember at the time saying I thought this was the best basketball season to have ever happened.
I mean, it's up there. I mean, this is the 73-win Warriors. This is blocked by James. It was 3-1. This was the great All-Star game in Toronto. Like, this, the 2016 basketball season was fucking awesome.
And it really ushered in this new era of basketball. Cavs are starting to do it, and the Warriors are doing it, where it's space, and it's, you know, Tristan Thompson is their biggest guy, and he's there to rim run and rebound and not have any plays run for him.
Even out west, the Western Conference Finals that year with the Thunder and the Warriors was also an amazing 7-game series.
Oh, that's right.
The Warriors came back from 3-1.
Yes, people forget that that OKC probably should have won that series.
Yeah, they were up 3-1, and then Durant joined the Warriors.
Crazy, 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 crazy. So I think at this point, through two games, we are saying it's been great to be in the conference finals. I don't expect anything else to happen.
Yeah, I was expecting and semi-content with a sweep. It was just like, okay, we got beat by the greatest to ever do it. Fair enough.
At the peak of his powers.
Yes.
But the series swings back to Toronto. And you pointed out, you said it yourself. You said May 21st was a Saturday. Which means May 20th was a Friday night in Toronto. And our good friend Blake Murphy has told this story before, that he doesn't bet on basketball because he's a basketball reporter. But the only time he considered putting money down in a basketball game was after watching the Cavaliers shoot around before game 3.
I believe his exact words were, "Kyrie looks hungover."
Kyrie with the hood up, tightened around his head, not feeling great. This is the game we watched the second half of.
Yes.
In the bar. The Raps were up 13 at the half.
This is the largest deficit the Cavs have faced all playoffs.
And if I'm Dwayne Casey, I'm not going in at halftime. My team's just staying on the court. No, you think I'm joking.
A technical foul call. Thompson pushes away James. And I think they thought it was one of the Raptors and hit him with a tee. Well, it was his own teammate, I think.
It was actually Damari Carroll. It was Tristan Thompson that hit LeBron James. Referee Kenny Mallett thought it was Damari Carroll. They've got to take a look at it and get it right.
Yeah, James got hit in the face, but it did not appear it was a Raptor, yet a Raptor was hit with a tee for it. That's what Carroll's upset about. Final seconds, third quarter. Joseph pulls back, puts up a three. Bang! James down the lane, fake, and fouled by Biombo. James pops up quickly. He thought Biombo pushed him down afterwards.
Looking at it live, Mike, to me that was a flagrant.
It looked like there was that extra follow-through mark after the foul and after the whistle.
Grabbing the head area.
I thought James sold it pretty good.
Lowry on the drive, the pull-up. Gets the bounce. Irving with 5 on the 24. Joseph, excellent job staying in front of him to help force that turnover.
Beautiful.
Almost the entire Lowell Bowl on its feet. Joseph got it. Timeout Cleveland. Same strip throughout the playoffs. A bad game here or there, and when they need a win, they get it. And boy, do they need a win tonight.
99-84, and this looks like a typo. Looking at it, it looks like a typo. Bismack Biyombo, 7 points, 26 rebounds, and 4 blocks.
That is ridiculous. He's just like, I will say, I go back and watch highlights from this run sometimes. The Bismack highlights all make me smile because he's just so into it and so involved with the crowd. Like, I get why he's so beloved for doing so little in the grand scheme of things. But, like, man, what a couple days he had.
It is funny. You talked in the previous episode about how much this team was in search of a five. And when you look at the roster construction and then you look at where the team is now, I don't think – and maybe we should say this for the future episode, but, like, how much of a difference it makes that this team now has Serge and Mark – where like it just isn't a question anymore. They have the best big man rotation in the league.
Yeah, for sure. And then back then it was like we need Bismack to grab 26 boards to beat the Cavs.
And how much of the offense was JV's rebounding? Not that he's not on the same level of those two guys, but he is not the all-around guy that they desperately needed because they didn't have any rim protection, and they need that because for all of DeMar's offensive ability, he didn't keep anybody in front of him for these series.
No, oh my God, no. And Damari Carroll was not the LeBron stopper that we all wanted.
Damari Carroll was not physically up to the task. It's just, that's not a knock on him. It's just stopping LeBron James in 2016, nobody did that. So we come to the game that this look back is focused around. It's game four. It is May 23rd, 2016. The Raptors with a chance to tie it up in the Eastern Conference Final.
I remember being so hyped for this game. Because, like, you're right. Going to this, it was like, no, there's no chance. Then after game three, it was like, well, they're at home.
Yes.
And speaking of being at home, Raptors home crowds are always great. Like, one of the best crowds in the NBA, if not all of sports. There is, and, like, obviously the crowds were incredible last year in the finals run. But there is nothing like an underdog Raptors playoff crowd where there's a chip on the shoulder and it's proving people wrong. This is like the crowd for this game. If you go back and watch it, is unbelievable.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't want to overstate this, but this game four feels, and this is probably wrong because I know how it turns out, the performances of the two big guys in game four to me at the time felt as good as I pictured winning the series would feel.
Yeah, this was my favorite Raptors game for a long time.
Raptors looking to push the tempo early as Carroll hits a three. Ross the steal ahead to Patterson. Joseph throws it out. Lowry. Lowry long three. Puts it in. Kyle Lowry. Well, the Raptors defense the past couple of games. Lowry. Bang. Rosen hands it to Lowry. Lowry spins and hits. Lowry 7 of 10 from the field. 4 of 6 from three. That's just inside the arc. 20 first half points for Lowry. Cuts to the basket. Goes at Biombo. Oh, what a block from Biombo. Thompson shot block. Love. Banker won't go. Rebound Scola. And a loose ball foul. As Lowry goes back door. And the foul. Nice pass from Patterson. And Lowry with a chance for a three-point play. Toronto trying to even this series up at two games apiece. DeRozan, the adjustment. DeRozan, the finish. Stolen by Lowry. James in pursuit. Lowry slows down and fouled from behind. DeRozan drives. Chet tanks it home. James against Lowry. Holding. Fry has it. J.R. Smith. Biombo all over him. Smith trying to get off the three. Blocked by Biombo. Picked up by Patterson. Taking as much time off the clock as possible. Lowry, 5 to shoot. Lowry on the drive, gets to the rim, and he packs it in! James drives, kicks it out left corner for Smith. Smith misfires. Rebound fought for, still loose. They fall on it. James to Irving. Irving puts up a three. That won't go. Biombo comes flying in for the rebound, and is fouled. Irving sets, fires a three. That won't go. And the astounding turnaround continues
here in the Eastern Conference Finals. Raptors win a thriller, and the series is tied at 2 games apiece.
Kyle puts up 35-5 with 3 steals.
He's 14 of 20 shooting.
DeMar with 32. It was... We talked about this. You had to defend these guys so much, and so much of it was regular season stuff or weaker opponent stuff. To go at the 2016 Cavs and not a Kyrie hangover game and not an excuses game. LeBron has 29 in this game. Kyrie has 26 in this game. They're good players, played well. They just weren't as good as the Raptors in this game. It was so huge at the time. Like it was so big as a fan. It was just like such validation that maybe this core is good enough to achieve the things that we're dreaming of.
It was also like, not only did they come out and win this game, but for years, the knock on the Raptors had always been lacking toughness, lacking heart, lacking whatever you want to call that. And this game, not only did they win, but they came out and they punched them in the fucking mouth. Like they mm-hmm. go up, they're up 16 at half. And then of course there's like the now semi-legendary play of LeBron going for a dunk, and who meets him at the rim but Bismack Biyombo.
I don't know how much better defense you can play than the Raptors are playing. Great energy, making multiple effort plays. Alley-oop to James. Oh, what a block by Biyombo, but a foul. That's his third personal. Boy, it got the crowd fired up regardless if the whistle blew. Well, to me, that's a clean block.
That's a clean block, Mike. That's a block.
That's a clean play right there.
Mike, what are you looking at, my man?
To me, he hits him on both arms. Jesse blocks the ball.
He hits the ball first. That is the call. Hit ball first. It's all off after that.
No, but if your momentum carries you into it by blocking the ball, that's still a foul in the act of shooting. Now that's a great play right there. That's a clean block, Mike. I don't know.
I mean, it's a great play. I just think there's contact.
There is contact. It's not if there's contact. Is it illegal contact? No. And he got the wrong end of the deal in game 3 on a similar.
That was called a foul. It was not a foul. But I remember that, like, that block, or almost block, or whatever you want to call it, sent the building into a frenzy. Because Bismack, being Bismack, as soon as the whistle blows, immediately starts hyping up the crowd. It really felt like we're not just the also-rans here. Like, we're not just sort of a joke. We are beating you, and we're here to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you're right though. It is hard to overstate how much this game meant to Raptors fandom in 2016.
And we knocked on Dwayne Casey throughout this series, but he really tightens the rotation up here. Only 9 guys in the rotation, and James Johnson and Terrence Ross play less than 10 minutes. Bismack plays 41. Kyle plays 44. DeMar plays 39-55. Obviously, with them scoring, makes it easier for them to stay in the game, but it was like, finally, maybe if Dwayne coaches right and the guys just shoot acceptably well. I mean, obviously Kyle shot 70%, that's a little bit high, and DeMar shot 60, that's a little bit high too, but if the guys hit their shots, it wasn't like they were doing anything beyond their capability. That was the big thing for me, is that they were doing to their capability and not... It didn't seem unsustainable.
No, and it wasn't without your typical Raptorsdoms. Like, they were, as I said, they were up 16 going into half, and the second half was just hanging on for dear life. Because LeBron went off and just started hitting everything. But they're like, I think that's why this game felt so monumental. LeBron and Kyrie, or LeBron especially, LeBron shoots 11 for 16 in this game from the field. And in the second half, just absolutely turns it on. He has 13 points second half. Kyrie goes 6 of 11 for 15 in the second half. But for all of these great performances that great players do. LeBron is 5 of 7 in the shoots 71% in the second half. And for all those like, oh, okay, they're up and these guys are just tired of this, the Raptors matched them shot for shot, like despite everything. Lowry goes 6 of 9 for 15 points in the second half. DeMar goes 9 of 12 for 22 points in the second half. In the second half of this game, Raptors not named Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan score 9 points. No, 11 points. Corey Joseph scores 4. Patrick Patterson scores 2. Damari Carroll scores 4. Bismack Biyombo scores 1. The rest of the scoring in the entire second half was Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
Incredible. It is truly incredible that this game really even happens. But it man, a 2-2 series was... It was not house money. It was just enough to get you to believe that they were going to pull this off.
And then, of course, the crazy fourth quarter in this game. Kyle Lowry plays every minute of the fourth. He shoots 3 of 5, including the 2 shots at the end of the game to tie it up to put it a little bit ahead and then to ice the game. My favorite Raptors shot of all time until, obviously, last year. Lowry just drives right at Kyrie and scores with, like, I think it's like 30 seconds left to put the Raptors up 6, I think. And the place just explodes. I remember sitting in that bar alone and just screaming at the top of my lungs when Kyle hit the shot. DeMar in the fourth quarter goes 5 of 6 for 12 points. Like, it really was just like, it was exactly what we wanted. It was the two guys that we've been defending and believing in for so long, finally putting the team on their backs and doing what we wanted them to do.
It was exactly perfect. It felt like we had deserved it as fans, sitting through that Wizards sweep, sitting through losing to Brooklyn, sitting through being so bad against the Pacers, sitting through, you know, some of the downs of the series against the Heat, through all the bad years before that. It really felt like the city and this team, the way it was constructed, especially Kyle and DeMar, deserved to have this game and to have it at home.
Yeah, and like I said, the crowd at this game was so behind them, like never let up. And I believe this was a series where at the end LeBron gives props to the Raptors fans, which I'm sure we'll get to, but like, this really was it. This truly felt like, and there would be a, like, 2017 was a bit of a letdown. 2018 was so close to not being a letdown, but then was the biggest letdown. Then obviously finally achieving it in 2019. But this game really felt like the culmination of the Masai era up to this point.
Yeah, it was the peak of the Rudy Gay trade era.
Yeah.
I think is what I would define
this.
Yeah,
That's a great way to put it.
And when you look at the bottom of the rotation, we talked about in the beginning of the series, where they had DeLon Wright and they had Bebe and Bruno and Norm Powell was bouncing up and down. This is the first year where that groundwork of the 905 begins, and you can really see it, sort of the flower that sprouts out of the pavement in this series.
Yeah, and I think you're right. This was like, I wonder, like, I know you can play the what if game forever in sports,
mm-hmm.
like, and we've played it before about like, what if X and X gets traded here and the Raptors don't get Kawhi and blah 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 blah. If this game doesn't happen, I wonder how long, if that Lowry DeRozan core stays together as long as it does, if Lowry re-signs, if XYZ, and then if, you know. Obviously, that all leads to the Kawhi trade. But, like, mm-hmm. I think this game holds a bigger part in Raptors history than maybe it gets credit for.
And how many times since then, up until this last offseason, did we hear that the Raptors might trade Kyle Lowry? Like, if they don't win this game, it probably does happen.
Yeah, because I believe he was a free agent after this season, was he not?
I'm pretty sure. He puts on the retro throwback and does the Instagram post. Which, by the way, I'll say it now. Absurd to think the Raptors would trade Kyle Lowry. Ridiculous.
But, yeah, Kyle Lowry should be a Raptor for as long as he wants to be a Raptor for. and he should go into the Hall of Fame as a Raptor.
And the first retired number needs to be 7.
Yes,
no question.
Absolutely. Also notable from this game, I believe, I could be getting the game wrong, but it was definitely part of this series, was how Blake and I kind of became friends. He was in Montreal for a bachelor party. And then after, and he had to stay in the hotel room to write about the game, obviously. And then after,
he was
And then after the game, I went to, because he was like, it was like a person I knew in Montreal who was in town. I went to the hotel and we had a beer and talked about how great the Raptors were. And that's like how our like friendship became an actual friendship. So
I do love that it's had to, ignoring that Blake was his own boss at the time.
Yeah, that's very true.
He wouldn't be Blake if he didn't do that, though. Anyway, the rest of the series, the Raptors get smoked. Moving on.
I remember what the game 6 of this series was, I think the day before we closed the show. So like the Friday night and we closed that Sunday. So I was getting ready to leave. And I remember going to the bar to watch this game and like no one believed. It was kind of like, this is over. And then, but you know what? It felt good. And like, I'll never forget in my entire life, the Raptors lose and the entire crowd is chanting, "Let's go Raptors," as LeBron is doing his post game interview. And he just goes, "This is amazing." And lets the crowd kind of do their chant because they were so loud. And it was just like, it really felt like the Raptors were sort of arriving.
First of all, do you hear this?
No, they're
incredible.
Hear
this? Unbelievable respect and much respect to these fans, to this country. This is unbelievable. I've never been a part of something like this in my 13-year career. This is special, and they really appreciate what their team did. To get back to your question, Doris, I knew this was going to be a tough game coming into this building, and I just had to bring my game. I had to bring my game. I had to be in attack mode from the beginning, trust my shot. And I knew once my shots started going, then I could start getting my teammates involved, and they was able to carry me down the stretch.
And in game 6, LeBron with 33, Kyrie with 30, Love with 20. They combined for 83 points, but the Raptors go out with Lowry scoring 35 and DeMar scoring 20 and nobody else putting up double figures. So that much was at least like – it was at least those two didn't limp out, right? Those guys went out shooting – and it was that the rest of the team wasn't good enough, which we later on learned is true.
Yeah, and would stay true for quite a while.
Yes, and speaking of moving forward and going through, we will look at the fallout from this series, the immediate, the short-term, and the long-term future on the next episode of Sportsfeld Storytime.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.